So Carol Powder joins me of Chubby Cree. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So tonight at 7 at the Metro Cinema, you're performing ahead of a documentary about you. Tell me, how did the documentary come about?
It was like a couple of years ago, and I was approached by Jules, and they asked me and stuff, and it was a good thing to actually do that, to share our journey and stuff. And so we went ahead and started doing that. It was fun, and that was during the pandemic too, some of it, people getting used to being back to normal. And then to see and to know that at least our message is going out there.
So you were able to tell your story. What was it like having cameras following you? Was that a little bit odd to take in?
Yeah, it was really annoying, but but we kind of understood, but it was like, it got to you a little bit, but it was like, wow, this is the way they do things. And it was hectic a little bit sometimes because we did a lot of work to make sure that we're done right. And Nick is an awesome guy to work with and there's awesome people to work with. So it was good.
You don't get so nervous about performing because you guys have performed so much. Are you a little bit nervous about seeing yourself on the big screen, though?
I'm kind of, but really I'm more excited to hear what I have to say. Because it happened a couple years ago, right? And we just finished it last year and we went all the way to Vancouver and in between and all over Edmonton. I always try to rep Edmonton because that's where I was born and we lived here for like over 30 years. And I always think of my mom, my grandparents and all them. I was raised in Sandy Beach, though, outside of Edmonton, on the other side of Alexander. That's where I was raised, in a log house. I'm so excited. I actually can tell people about how I grew up or all the stuff I was told to share in the future.
And tickets are $5. They're going to a local school. What school are you supporting and why?
Prince Charles School. I asked them to donate to them because they have Native activities going on there, like Cree classes. They teach the kids how to sing drums. They have the cultural things behind them, and they're teaching these children. So I will support anyone that does that because that's so important for the children to learn their language and to learn how to sing and drum and not be taught to hate on the girl drumming and the women drumming. And they don't discriminate their own kids. So I'm super excited for them to get this because they have a lunch program also. Well, I say all children are important. I want to make sure that this goes to a school that actually teaches these things to the children. It's a good thing.
Well, let's fill this theater. We have got all the details up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Carol, I know you are a busy cook'em, and so I will let you go so you can take care of them all. But we wish you well for tonight. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, too. Hi, hi. Na-na-shkumpen.